It's time for SOTA Money Trends on Wednesday afternoon with Metairie Bank here on WWL. I'm Scoot, and John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, he joins us on the air. John, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
John, with the collapse of this bank in California, people started to think, well, I mean, what if that happened to me? And this is a very interesting situation because these are not just low-end depositors. I mean, this bank was created with, you know, big depositors in the tech industry. What does this mean for everybody, and should anybody be concerned?
Well, first of all, Scoot, you know, what happened to these two banks over the last 3 or 4 or 5 days is really unusual to what we've seen over the last 40 or 50 years. You know, in the last 40 or 50 years, bank failures have really been a result of bad credit decisions or fraud. Banks during that time either had loans that weren't being repaid, loans that were made to people that shouldn't have been made to. But, you know, what we've seen this last week is something a little different. And these are two banks that are having liquidity issues and trouble managing their bank portfolios due to the rapid rise in interest rates.
John, can you kind of put that in layman's terms? Like, so how does this bank go under?
Well, what happened, you know, specifically with Silicon Valley Bank, the bank in California, was, you know, this bank was predominantly reliant on the tech sector. So their depositors were primarily tech companies or tech employees. The tech industry's seen a downturn lately. Layoffs are happening, and people are, you know, pulling money out of that bank and doing other things with it. And in the normal course of business, Scoot, that's perfectly normal. But what happened here is these are very large depositors, mm-hmm. and it put the bank in a position where it didn't have cash on hand or liquidity, in other words, to fund those withdrawals. And, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of a basic principle of bank management. I'll say that, this bank did a very poor job of performing some basic banking functions. And I think it's very unusual for this to happen. And I'm also very confident in saying that, you know, our peers are in the local market in the New Orleans and St. Tammany market are managed in a safe and sound manner. And, you know, I'm very confident you will not see this happen in a community bank in our market. This is just unusual. You know, this is the third biggest bank in the country and filled with very large depositors. You know, their depositors, on average, 85% of their depositors had accounts with more than $250,000 in them.
Wow.
You know, the average bank, it's probably closer to 40 or 50% have more than 250,000, but nowhere near 85% of the deposits.
So, John, if there's a run on the bank like a Silicon Valley Bank and the depositors are big depositors and somebody wants to take their money out, so you say, you know, the lower end of the average was like, or not the average, but the lower end of this higher percentage was like $250,000, $300,000. If somebody wants that money, I mean, do they just go to the bank and do they get that much money? Is it cash, hard cash in their hands?
Well, in this bank in particular, and with the, you know, evolution of internet banking now, you don't necessarily even have to go into the bank. You know, you can do it electronically without ever speaking to anyone. So, the technology exists to move money very quickly. And that's what happened in this case. Now, you know, there are, again, let me say one thing that, just to back up, you know, this is very new. This happened Friday, and the other bank failed on Sunday. So all of the information's not out there. And sometimes, as you've talked about on the show many times, misinformation is just as dangerous as good information. You know, it's all over the place. But, you know, this bank did a poor job of managing its basic liquidity functions. It really did a poor job.
So do banks have challenges throughout their history? Every bank in business for over 75 years. Do you have challenges throughout your history to where you go, okay, well, wait a minute now. We've got to reassess things at this point, and we've got to make sure that whatever happened to that bank doesn't happen to us.
Absolutely. You know, in order to exist for 75 years, you know, the bank's been through, you know, the difficult times in the 80s when we had the bank failures due to some housing crisis and issues with the dot-com burst. And in 2008, 2009, we had the subprime lending crisis. And, you know, if you're going to be a bank and exist for any period of time, you need to be able to manage through high interest rate environments, low interest rate environments. Yeah. And it's really just a basic function of what we do. Now, what happened here, again, to this bank is, you know, over the last 2 years during PPP and, you know, some of the stimulus payments, there was a whole lot of money that went into the banking system. And from what I can tell, this bank did a poor job of anticipating how those deposits would react when rates increased and how they would move to other investment options. So just a poor job on these banks' part.
Well, this information is all very, very comforting to me, and I'm sure to a lot of other people. When Metairie Bank gets together and when they have a board meeting, do you ever reflect back on how the loan that you gave me back in the 60s to buy that car, how that really helped Metairie Bank along the way?
Well, you know, I would say, you know, word of mouth is what we're all about. And we're always pleased that we've able to help the folks in Jefferson and Orleans and St. Tammany parishes.
Yeah, I think my note was $59 a month for the car note. But I realized at that point in my life, I was working at a grocery store, and I realized, wait a minute, I am working. I'm working so I can have enough money to pay for the car to drive to work, but I can't drive it anywhere else because I'm so busy working.
Absolutely. Hey, Scoot, would it be possible for me to just share two things with you today? I wanted to mention two organizations that we support at Metairie Bank. One's the Jefferson Performing Arts Center, and they've got some great programs coming up this year, some plays, some concerts. I know you've spoken previously about the Beatles show that they had out there maybe a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
Next weekend they have a Billy Joel, Elton John, dueling piano tribute show, which I think is really going to be great. You can go to jpas.org and get tickets if it's not sold out already. And they've got a bunch of other great shows coming up this year. They have a symphony presentation of the Eagles Hotel California album, which is going to be great, and a whole bunch of really, really great shows for people to check out. And they're a great organization. And if you can go out and support them and enjoy the show, that would be great.
And the Jefferson Performing Arts Center is such a great venue, and so many people have never been there. You know, it's so easy to get to from New Orleans. Just, you know, take Airline Highway. From the beginning, you can get off the interstate and the Pontchartrain Expressway and take Airline Highway just straight through. And, you know, if you drive the speed limit on Airline Highway, the lights are pretty much synchronized. I mean, it's almost pretty much a straight shot there.
Yeah, absolutely. Easy to get to, you know, great parking, and it's a great venue. And they're really putting out some really great shows this year. So if your listeners are interested, we're glad to support JPAS.
All right, Joe LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for the information, and thanks again for your time.
All right, my friend. Have a good night. A good weekend.
Okay, John, you too. I'll talk to you again soon.